This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Usually, the NFL's Miami Dolphins play their home games in the warm sunshine of southern Florida. Today, not quite. The cold, nagging rain of London's Wembley Stadium greeted the Dolphins as they fell to the New York Giants 13-10. This was the first time the NFL scheduled a regular season game overseas. Of all the major American team sports, football is the only one without a significant global following. And today's experiment was a success. Over 80,000 fans filled the stadium. I caught up with a few of them as they spilled out into the pubs surrounding Wembley. Dave?
Yes, hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, where are you?
I'm in a little pub somewhere outside of Wembley Park.
Did you go to the game today?
Yes, I went to the game.
And what'd you think?
It was a little rainy, but Giants won, so that was good for me.
Where are you from, Dave?
I live in Paris, but I'm from New York.
So what's it like watching a football game in London?
It's different, definitely different. The fans were, the stadium was packed. Not everybody knew where all the rules and everything, but it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Good. Is there anybody around you could pass the phone to?
I'll get somebody else.
All right, cool.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You sound very happy.
Oh, I am very happy. What's your name?
What's my name? James Pickering.
And did you see the game?
Yes, I went to Wembley, yeah.
Did you understand the rules of the game, all the downs and the touchdowns and this and
that? Yeah. I've been following American football for probably about 10, 11 years now. So, yeah, I keep sort of my colleagues and friends sort of in tune with what they're doing. I think there's quite a lot of English people that don't really know what's going on, to be honest, but I managed to put them straight.
Oh, yeah? Did a lot of people have to come and ask you, what's going on, James?
Yeah, because lots of people were sort of trying to compare it to rugby.
Uh-huh.
So they were saying if the rules were sort of the same and things like that. So I had to explain to quite a few people, but it's okay.
James, what was the atmosphere in the stadium like? I mean, were people doing traditionally American cheers, or were they pulling a couple of rugby ones on you?
So it wasn't like a traditional sort of English soccer game, as you would say, where there's more sort of a tribal thing. They're shouting against the opposition and the opposition players, and there's a lot of more joking going on than what was in American football.
Well, it's exciting to hear that they're branching out across the pond there. What are the chances, you think, of American football being a big splash in Europe?
I think that, yeah, it just needs to sort of keep the momentum from today, really, and just take it from there, because apart from it being on sort of satellite TV and late night on terrestrial TV, then there's not that much exposure to it, to be pretty honest. But I think that the spectacle of it, if they can keep it fun and razzmatazz, then it might take off.
Thanks for talking to us, James.
You're welcome.
A few of the folks who caught today's NFL game at London's Wembley Stadium.